The point is this. Let me ask you a question. What percentage of your diet is made up of water-rich foods? Let's you and I do a little research on your diet and what it may be doing to you. Do yourself a favor. Grab your success journal right now. And what I want you to do is the following. I want you to take the next 2 to 3 minutes, stop this tape, and I want you to write down every single thing that has passed your lips in the last 24 hours. All foods, anything you have drunk, anything that's passed your lips, I want you to write down what you've taken in and the amounts. Take 2.5 to 3 minutes, stop the tape right now, come back after you fill this out. Please stop it and do it right now. You're going to find this very enlightening. Don't let this tape continue. Stop the tape now. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. I got a question for you. Take a look at your list, and I want you to circle all the things on your list that are primarily water-rich or water-content foods, okay? Now, what that means is anything that is a fruit or a vegetable or their juices or sprouts, anything else doesn't count. Milk does not count because in your system it is very thick. It is not something that flows. Water would count, yes. No, a beer does not count because it carries with it other things as well, okay? Circle only the things that have their natural water still in them. They're not completely cooked out. Go ahead and circle them. Okay, so now let me ask you a question. What percentage of your diet is made up of water-rich foods? Is it 80%? 70%? 50%? 25%? Or 15 or less. When I ask this in my seminars, I usually find that most people are eating about 15 to 20% of water content foods. And that's definitely higher than many of the people in the population as a whole. Now, let me just tell you something. And if you don't remember anything else I said, remember this. 15% water content is called suicide. I got to tell you something. If somewhere in the range of 70 to 80% of the food you eat are not water content or water rich, then what you're doing is every single day clogging your system. I mean, think about it. 15% is suicide. And by the way, if you think I'm being melodramatic, if you don't believe me, just check out the statistics from cancer and heart disease and review what kinds of foods the National Academy of Sciences recommends you avoid and the amount of water content available in the foods they tell you to avoid versus the ones they tell you to eat. There's some clues there for you. Use your common sense. Listen, if you look to nature and you see the biggest and the most powerful animals, you're going to discover they're herbivores. The gorilla, the elephant, the rhinoceros, and so on all eat only water-rich foods. Herbivores live longer than carnivores, by the way. A building can only be as strong and as elegant as its parts. If you want to be alive, eat live foods. Doesn't that make sense? Listen, if you're wondering, well, how can I make sure that 70% of my diet consists of water content? That seems pretty difficult. It's actually simple. Just be certain from now on that you have a salad with every meal that you eat. Make fruit your snack instead of reaching for a candy bar. You'll feel the difference immediately in your body. It'll run more efficiently, and you'll have more energy than you ever dreamed of.